listeners. It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the Local Obscene Season 7, Episode 2. And I have return guest, X Regrets, talking about their brand new singles, Our Hearts Beat and Skirting the Cliff. The X Regrets have been busy. In fact, they're playing a show tonight. Tonight, Saturday, March 30th at the Cicada. And it's gonna be fucking sick. So show up, get yourself some cicada juice, and indulge yourselves in some really great bands. But we're gonna get to all of that, okay? First up, let's just do some quick housekeeping. Do you love the Local Obscene? Well, you can head on down to the description of this episode, and there should be a link where you can become a monthly contributor for as low as you want to go. I'm pretty sure all of that goes towards getting me the best software and hardware to provide you with the ultimate podcasting experience. Do you want to be on the show? Send me an email at localobscene@gmail.com. You can also go to our Instagram at localobscene and just shoot me a message there. What do you do? Are you in a band? Do you have a venue? Are you a comedian? A poet? So many talented individuals out there. A photographer? Do you climb bridges free solo and jump off with a fucking parachute? I want to know about it. Another dope thing on the Instagram is a link to our new photography website on SmugMug. There you can catch all of the fucking insane photos I've been getting lately. You can even purchase physical prints of your favorite ones. You know, maybe I caught you doing a sick ass move in the mosh pit and you want to put it in a frame and give it to your grandma. You can absolutely do that. And all of those proceeds also go towards getting me the good shit to provide you with the good shit. Okay? All right, that's enough housekeeping. How about we jump in to that X Regrets interview? I headed on over. It was a Sunday matinee show that they were having at Dr. Jekyll's Beer Lab, which is an excellent venue. And you should go over there and have yourself a beer sometime, because they got some really interesting choices. A lot of variety at Dr. Jekyll's Beer Lab. But before we jump into that interview, how about we hear a clip of a track? This one is called Skirting the Cliff by X Regrets. Woo!
Step back.
We are here with X Regrets, posted up at the delectable Dr. Jekyll's Beer Lab. How are you feeling before your set?
Really good.
Feeling really good.
Excited.
Out here in the afternoon?
Yeah, stoked.
Sleepy now. I'm getting energy. It's a Sunday afternoon nap time, like I said.
He's powering through Sunday afternoon nap time.
General,
it's a sleepy weather, but
lethargic genres over here.
Wake up. All songs are going to be played at half tempo today.
So. That'll be a first.
No weed required. No downers required.
So state your name and what you do in the band.
My name's Zuki, and I do the words.
I'm Drace, and I play bass.
I'm John, and I play drums.
I'm Mikey French Toast. I play guitar.
Fuck yeah. So you have a new member since the last time you were on the Local Obscene. How did you come across this fine gentleman?
Tell the story? You want me to tell the story?
Sure. Go ahead.
So,
how'd you find
it? We decided that we were looking for a new bassist, so as I usually do, I put a call out to the book face. And it was just a couple of minutes after I posted it, Drace is in my inbox going, "What are you thinking?" And I told him that we were looking for a new bassist for X Regrets, and since he's a friend and someone who's seen us play before, he knew what he was getting into, and he still said yes.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
Through the digi-webs.
Exactly, yeah. Social media, but...
How long you been playing bass?
Oh, shit. 25 years, maybe?
Holy
shit. I took
a
10-year break at some point, but... Yeah, I'm not doing the math, but, you know, I started when I was 13, and I'm almost 40.
There you go. A 10-year break.
Yep.
Were you deep in the mountains with the shaved head studying the notes?
I was.
I don't know if notes were what you were studying.
I don't know. Studying something. We can call it notes.
So for our listeners who are new to you guys, what are some musical influences?
We all have kind of different musical influences. I think the common ground for everybody is a love of like 90s alternative, which you can definitely hear in the music. I like all forms of angry girl rock. That's my go-to.
Yeah, I like to say that the X Regrets sound is if Nirvana, the White Stripes, and NoFX had a threesome, and Fat Mike somehow got pregnant and was not allowed an abortion in Texas, X Regrets is that baby.
Holy shit.
That's what we sound like.
Yeah, drummer. I guess band—it's like individual influences versus band influences. I guess band influences, just yeah, anything kind of grungy, Riot Girl and otherwise, Seattle grungy, probably a little bit for me.
Yeah,
a lot of old school punk, too.
Hell yeah!
And a Black Flag, a little Clash. Yeah, I've always leaned more into the punk side of things. So when I learned how to play bass, it was always, you know, NoFX, Lagwagon, you know, a lot of Fat Wreck records starting off, and, you know, moving on to more of the Ramones core type of bands. But yeah, that's where my influences mainly lay. I did some ska, but yeah, this is fun. I'm enjoying it.
Gotta throw out the ska.
Oh yeah,
I know, it's in the heart.
I did so good by not mentioning ska at this point. I'm so glad you broke.
Yeah, broke the ice.
There.
Never knew when the train was coming, but it was coming.
The ska is always in the background with us, just for our.
You got to pick it up.
Our history, Zuki and I's history, at least.
Their hearts are checkered.
I don't think John's ever been in a ska band, but
I've done ska like 0.05%.
John was actually asked if X Regrets was a ska band when he first joined because they knew that Mikey and I were putting together a project. I always thought that was kind of funny.
That was the assumption too. It's like, oh, you're in a band with Zuki. Is it a ska band? I'm like. So far, so good.
We don't play ska anymore.
Knock on barrel. So, word on the street, you have two brand new singles, hot off the presses, one by the name of Our Hearts Beat, and the other called Skirting the Cliff. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Gracias.
It's been a long time since we've gotten some new music out.
We were due.
Fuck yeah, they were due. These songs absolutely punched me in the heart and caused me to grip my steering wheel in a white-knuckle ecstasy on the way over here.
Thank you.
Ow!
Oh, yeah. What was the recording process like?
This one we went completely DIY. We're just recording in my bedroom. We're able to get some really good drum sounds. And then just recorded the rest of it. On top of that, I think we're going to continue experimenting. This is the first time that we've ever done that, so we're definitely going to continue experimenting moving forward. With just like, if we're, you know, should we record as a full band? Should we record it, you know, track by track? These were track by track, and at least for these, it's worked out. I think Our Hearts Beat was a little different. That was recorded quite a bit ago. at our old bassist and then guitarist, Jared Shanklin. He recorded Our Hearts Beat at a studio that he works at,
Boltneck
in Fort Worth. So that was recorded there. Skirting the Cliff is going to be our first single that we released that was fully all done by us, in the space that we always practice in. So
Studio Del French Toast.
Yeah, it's very cool, and it's unlike anything else we've done. This is definitely Skirting the Cliff, and then everything moving forward is going to be kind of our vision, and we're doing everything ourselves. So it's going to sound like we did it for better or worse.
That's awesome. I love that. How about you guys? How was it laying down those tracks?
Man, it's always a great challenge. It's always a good challenge.
Great challenge. Go in there.
Well, I felt like shit that day, too.
John was stepping through a cold, so.
Yeah, I was like, do we have to do this today? But it's cool. It's cool when you can DIY the stuff because, it's not like you're going in there paying for studio time. And you've got to just really... Mm-hmm. So we took our time with it, and we... it's great because you get the ability to nitpick your stuff to death.
Yeah.
And
it can be a blessing and a curse.
It can be a blessing and a
curse. But mostly a blessing, especially on the wallet.
Yeah. So we could, we were able to get it done in a day.
It saves.
Yeah. And it was, I didn't know what to expect going into it. It was the first time we even, set mics up in that room. And, we were talking about, a giant... sort of master bedroom, a really tall master bedroom with vaulted ceilings, reflections everywhere, so you really don't know if you're going to get the good room sound or the bad room sound with all the phasing and stuff. So, but credit to Mikey, though. He really figured it out.
Yeah, I'm teaching
myself.
Dog on.
I mean, we're still learning. It's,
the dog, because he's got my dog always wanting to get in the room with us, so every now and then you get a little...
I said dog, but the dog
was
there, too.
Yeah, you get a little scratching on the door.
Yeah, we got some backup
sometimes.
Vocals from Brutus there.
Yeah.
Shout out to
no
Brew.
Extra charge. Yeah, you get some
the
bonus.
The dog with a W, A.
What was dog?
But no, yeah, the dog. Yeah,
audio nerd.
I'm using through Logic Pro, and I've done out the... I've used it on the demos, because the way our writing goes is I'll demo out a song, and then with the way it's set with Logic set up, you can kind of get the plug-in drums, kind of getting everything how it sounds in my head, and then I can bring that to the band, and then of course Zook will put her vocals on it, and then John will take Kyle's drums and
all my drum parts were replaced.
He
went the other way with it. You just replaced it.
Yeah, I'm saying here, you kind of do this, but obviously John's way more creative than the plug-in drummer, so he's able to put his own spin on it, and just from doing that, I've kind of learned how to work my way through that program. And so otherwise it was just learning how to set up mics for the best sounding takes, and so far it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So lyrically, what would you say is the core meaning or message?
For Our Hearts Beat, it's a love song to my daughter, which it's really special. She's actually at the show today. It'll be her first time where she's aware of what's going on, that she sees me play. First time with X Regrets, so that's going to be fun. Hopefully it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So, that song's for her. It's the process of finding out you're pregnant, pining to see what your child's going to look like, and then the miracle of birth. And then on the completely 180 from that, Skirting the Cliff, lyrically, is just an FU song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the easiest way to describe it. It's an FU song. I didn't know if I was allowed to say fuck.
Together?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, it's a fuck you song.
Obscene.
So we didn't know what the F meant.
That's awesome. Well, that's really cool that your daughter gets to come see you play today for the first time.
Yeah, she came to an acoustic set that Mikey and I did when she was 3 months old.
Yeah.
But she's almost two now, so...
It's a whole other ball game.
It's a whole other ball game. She's already been dancing to sound checks, so she's going to have a good time.
That is amazing. Well, absolutely, congratulations again. These songs totally rip, and I'm super excited to see what you guys are going to do in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We got no plan to slowing down. We're hoping to make up for lost time with not being able to release some stuff really since 2021.
Yeah.
So we're hoping, the plan is to get enough recorded. We've got Skirting the Cliff and then two other songs on tap to put out after that. We're going to try to do every month or every 6 weeks. And hopefully, yeah, have a new song out for the people. Maybe once a month, maybe a little longer than that. But, yeah, we're definitely going to be putting out some more stuff. We got plenty of shows booked. And we're just going to keep going.
Hell fucking yeah. They're building the momentum. It's going to be an epic year.
It's
sounds
our year,
like.
It's our year.
All right. Next question. Are you guys ready to be on a brand new game show?
Yeah.
Sure, let's do it. Yeah.
They're the very first ones to play. The name of the game is Luck of the Draw. I have these cards here, and you're each going to choose one, and there is a question on the card.
Oh,
here you go. Yes, go ahead and look at your cards. So we're going to go one at a time. You're going to read the question, and you'll answer it as a band.
Oh, we're answering as a band?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Shit just got real.
Got real. All right, Mikey, how about you go?
All right. It says, all of you have to swap positions in the band. Who is doing what? I would probably just cop out and do what I'm comfortable with and just switch to bass.
He's going to keep it easy on himself.
Nobody wants to hear me play drums or sing.
So how's this worked is, so as soon as he calls bass, bass is off the...
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. Bass is, okay.
I'm playing drums. I can't play at all, but I'll do it.
I guess by default that means I'm playing guitar. Good luck.
Yes, I get vocals.
I don't like two chords.
I'm going vocals or bass. Bass would be the safe option, but vocals would have been... Vocals would have been scarier.
Vocals are our you, man.
No, I would love to hear us with John on vocals and Zook on guitar.
Well, that's what's happening tonight. It has been foretold. Alright, John, what you got?
Oh, okay. Everyone gets to choose one superpower. Are you a hero or a villain?
Yeah, you go first. Huh. Everyone gets one.
Oh, okay. I could try to be edgy and say I'm a villain, but I'm probably a hero.
And what's your power?
Silence anyone. I want to silence.
Oh, shit! I
don't know. I always kind of wanted... This is going to sound lame and fairy tale-like, but I've always wanted to fly.
Yeah.
It was like super speed or flying, but I think flying would be cool.
He's
I could get
to
around.
The skies.
I have a hard time kind of getting around with my vision stuff, so if I could just aeroplane...
Yeah. I mean, your vision
solve
stuff.
A lot of problems.
Hell yeah, he's flying around, he's solving problems. Alright, how about you?
No, I think I'd definitely be a villain.
Yeah, he's and, he's going the dark path.
I think I'd want like super strength, like Juggernaut.
Oh shit. Okay.
I could run through walls and snap people in half.
Are you just gonna run into the White House? Like what's your first move as a villain? You gotta come out strong.
No, not the White House. probably Congress though.
There you go.
He's gonna wait a little.
Go to the House of Congress and just start snapping politicians.
Yeah. Epic. Go for all three, why not?
I guess I could if I was successful, yeah. Just keep going, moving
just
along.
Keep your momentum going.
Yeah.
Supreme Court.
Boom.
Yeah, the Supreme Court too. Yeah.
Through the walls.
Just the whole National Mall.
This, yeah, the National Mall's gone now.
All the museums. Like, stop, Mikey.
I'm the only villain in this house.
Epic.
A hero, probably.
It's gonna be a hero.
Yeah. I don't know. Spider-Man-like powers?
You're going full spider arachnid shit?
Yeah, just going full arachnid. Maybe, like, freaky arachnid. You know, get all eight arms out.
Would you shoot the webs from your wrist or somewhere else?
I was thinking fingertips.
Okay, fingered. Okay.
Yeah.
Tips. But, you know. Get it fingered.
Tips. Your fingers. Okay.
Yeah.
Just it's a fun little party trick.
Just the tips.
Yeah, just the tips.
But if you have eight arms, that's a shit ton of fingers.
Oh yeah, a lot more fluid to get out.
Oh, my God. And you're gonna be a hero? Because that sounds kind of villainous to me.
Try my best.
Hell yes.
Yeah. And they want to be tied up.
You'll just be Spider Guy.
You'll get consent before you're like a true hero.
Yeah.
All right, Zuki.
Well, At one point in my musical career, my body was inhabited by a superhero named Madam Z, who fought the injustices of the universe through the power of upbeats in a project called Garbage Fighters. So she did some really cool stuff, so I think I want the power of mind control, just like Madam Z.
That's what's up. And were you a hero? I don't remember.
Yes.
Hero.
I'm a hero.
That's a terrifying power to have if you're a villain. Still somewhat terrifying. Yours too.
Yeah. I would.
No, I want to be a nice guy. Nice spider guy.
So it sounds like the three of you got to team up and fight a Juggernaut over here.
Their mind control and flying and...
Just the shits on a webs.
Jizz webs.
I guess I can get out of the way.
Please move.
Throw something at me.
Didn't consider that. Just everybody just moves out of the way, and I'm a huge failure of a villain. That's all they have to do. All they have to do is move.
What is his one weakness? Damn you for moving!
You come down here right now. I'm gonna run into your head.
You come over here. You stand in front of me.
Oh my gosh. All right, Jace, what you got?
Oh, you get to play a sold-out show in any venue of your choosing. Where are you going to play?
Oh, like that you get to choose this one.
Yeah,
you will travel.
You played some venues.
I've played some venues. Where would I? I don't know. I want to say Mikey's bedroom. That was the venue.
You're gonna sell out Mikey's bedroom?
Yeah, I mean that feels realistic. We can sell that out.
Fuck yeah. We'd fit about 25
Your
people in there.
Yeah, we can fit our average draw in there.
Yeah, we can get 20-25 in there. Yeah, easy.
He's keeping it humble. I love it. Yeah. All right, Zuki, the last one. These guys probably got about to get ready to get on that stage.
All right, I feel like this one is kind of a cop-out because we've already talked about it.
Yeah.
You get to reach out to three bands who will 100% play a show you are putting together. Who are you putting together? It's got to be, when we're assuming that, you know, we can pull people from out of the grave. It's got to be Nirvana, NoFX, and White Stripes with X Regrets. That's the show.
Are we in agreement?
For some reason, I was thinking had to be local current bands. But yeah, if it doesn't.
Yeah, it can be anything.
No, it says 100% will play the show. Yeah.
Even out of the grave.
In the history of ever. Right.
Yeah.
That's how I interpreted the question. So that's how we're answering.
It would be a great show.
I'll take it.
That'd be a great show.
Yeah.
Now let's sell out Mikey's bedroom.
For sure.
That would definitely sell out my bedroom.
100%. Epic. Well.
I'm fine with that.
Thank you, X Regrets, for playing my game show.
Thank you.
Always a joy.
Once again, glad to be back on Local Obscene. We're big fans.
Yeah. What are some shows you got coming up?
We've got
after March 22nd.
So we've got March 3rd. 30th, excuse me. We have March 30th at the Cicada. Then we are playing a back-to-back show the weekend of 420 on 419. We'll be at Growl. And 420 will be in McKinney at Guitars and Growlers. So you can find the next show that's coming up at exregrets.com or on all the socials.
Yep,
that's what's
up.
Oh,
and then if anyone wants to travel with us, we are going up to Wichita Falls on April the 6th. The March 30th and April 6th, we're actually doing a show swap with It Hurts to Be Dead.
Oh, yeah.
So they're coming to Fort Worth playing with us, and then we're going up to Wichita Falls to play it at their venue. If he wants to travel with us, they can go up to Wichita Falls. But yeah, otherwise.
We got an Airbnb we can party in.
Yeah.
Hey, but party with X Regrets.
That's where the sold out show
is. Absolutely.
Otherwise, come see us locally.
Hell yeah. Well, you know what to do, listeners. Go follow X Regrets on all the social media. Head out to an upcoming show, even if you're from fucking Antarctica. I want your ass here. And of course, stream the hell out of these brand new singles and keep an eye out. Looks like they got a lot of stuff
iTunes
happening this year. Yeah, iTunes.
You could buy our music. That would be amazing.
Buy the fucking music, you guys.
It's for sale. It's all for sale.
Absolutely.
It's a lost art, but I still like to buy. It helps give us more money.
Hell yes. Well, thank you, X Regrets, for being on the Local Obscene.
Hey.
Thank you.
All right, listen. listeners, you know what to do. Go and follow X Regrets on all the social media. Stream the fuck out of these brand new singles. Keep an eye out for the ones they have coming. And go to a show. Of your superiority. And now it's time for the closing statement with your host, Cataclysmic. What's up, listeners? It's your host, Cataclysmic, jumping in for the closing statement. Thank you so much from the bottom of my soul for tuning in to this episode. Seriously, your support means everything. If you could please give us a rating on whatever streaming service you are listening on. Help us climb the charts. Help us beat the algorithm. Help us support local music. And local is literally the music of this entire fucking earth. All right, think about it. We're just like on a fucking rock in a giant expanse of infinite space as far as we fucking know. A black hole could eat us at any time. So go out there to a show in your area, your local obscene. Check out those bands. Go to a fucking show with a flyer you don't know anybody on it. You just might be blown away. Okay? Totally fucking blasted by some local band you never heard of that just totally fucking rips. Do you want to be on the show? Shoot me an email, localobscene@gmail.com. Go and follow our Instagram. You can send me a message there and click on that link tree where you can check out that photography. If you want to book a photo shoot, totally hit me up. I got really good rates and I can also do other stuff other than bands. I can do portraits. I can do pets. I can do a family photo shoot. Let's book it. Get you some fresh fucking shots. Hell to the yes. Okay, so one last thing. Go to the Cicada tonight. Check out the X Regrets. They're gonna play those fucking songs as far as I know, and they absolutely shred it live. You're in for a treat. Thank you so much for tuning in to the local obscene. I'm your host, Cataclysmic, signing off. I'll see you on the next one.